the best thing to happen to Detroit since the riots. It's the Corey and Joel Radio Show.
Hey, people. Hello. Welcome in.
Mazel tov.
Mahalo!
Yes.
Big holiday weekend here. We're just getting the show in.
Shabbat shalom, motherfucker.
That's right, baby. Well, it took you 7 years to learn my name. This is the Dirty Pretty Thing from their new album.
That they are.
I forget the name of this album.
Sure.
Something, a short romance or something?
Could be.
I don't know what it is. But.
Get that on your iTunes there for your iPad there.
Yeah, it just came out. It's Carl Barat, formerly of the Libertines. Not Pete Doherty, the other guy that sang and played the guitar.
The Libertines will not be appearing this weekend at the Rothbury Music Festival.
You have the full lineup right in front of you.
North of Muskegon.
Maybe we should have gotten media credentials and gone up there.
No, we shouldn't have.
Well, I don't know.
I mean, unless you want to bang a hillbilly.
Probably get laid, smoke some weed. I mean, there, that,
you know what? If
you want to get laid and smoke weed, why not go to the Rothbury?
If you are a connoisseur of crunchy, crunchy yogurt pussy, that is the place to be this
Probably,
weekend.
I would think so, yeah.
The 4th of July Entertainment Weekend.
Is it really this weekend? It's 4th of July
it
weekend?
It is this weekend.
It's kind of weird, in a sense.
Yes, this is the first ever Rothbury Music Festival. It's a big front page story. The other story is that GM stock hit the same price it was in 1954.
Exactly.
It was worth the same then when my grandpa owned shares. It was probably worth.
I read in there that I heard that now you can buy a home in the city of Detroit for $5. Is that true? It was an article.
I would imagine so. Visteon is trading for $2.19.
Yeah, the economy's for shit, but thank God the members of Fish are reuniting this weekend.
You know, they're like, it's a big deal that GM's down. Ford is trading for $4.36. Mm-hmm. So get you some Ford stock. Yeah, it is. Let's look at the lineup here.
Tell everybody who's playing. We're not going. We have nothing.
I don't even know if they have a full lineup.
It's probably in there somewhere. Is there an entertainment section?
Yeah, where's the. I don't know. Oh, it's in the middle. Okay. All right, I got to look that up.
There's a special Rothbury insert to the Free Press today?
Yes, there is. The Free Press is like only 2 days a week. Do they actually have anything in it?
Yeah.
And that's like Thursday and Sunday.
Don't they have their alt weekly today?
Yeah, that's what it is. They have their own little knockoff of the Metro Times
there
in the middle called Play. It's a terrible paper.
You support them. You buy them.
I was a regular reader of the Free Press for a long time. I still kind of out of habit pick it up, and it's bad.
Yeah.
Right.
Don't you think both Detroit papers are pretty bad at this point?
They are. The news is slightly less bad.
Yeah.
Just at least.
But you don't like the news because of their politics.
I don't like the editorial page in the news, but otherwise, right. The sports is fine in the news.
Yeah.
All right, here are the big names. They're supposed to be. I'm looking for a list of all the bands.
Is not the date. Well, don't they have the breakdown of the stages and stuff?
You would think, but I'm trying to.
God, you're horrible at this.
I'm trying to find
anyone
it.
Anyone could
sucks,
have Googled
man.
It by now that's listening to this.
Well, I understand.
So you're just. You're getting knowledge from this show, from you, is. Like getting.
Here's the big axe.
Okay, big axe. Give us the big axe.
The big axe are Widespread Panic.
Okay, who cares?
The Black Keys, who I've seen, they're all right.
They're like an indie band.
Yeah, it's like two guys who play blues.
Right.
Trey Anastasio, formerly of Fish.
Right.
Who, on a previous pre-show Deadpool that was conducted at the Monkey House, my old house in
Florida. Oh, okay.
One of the picks was that fucking guy from Fish.
Oh, okay.
Which I believe was in reference to Trey Anastasio.
Somebody just wanted him to.
We allowed it because it was so funny.
Okay.
We all laughed when they said, yeah, that fucking guy from Fish.
Okay.
And Modest Mouse, which, you know.
Okay, it's another indie rock thing there.
I would watch Modest Mouse, but I've seen them before.
You're not going to go to this and sit in the mud for 3 days.
Now we're getting a little bit gangsta up in here with the Snoop D-O-double-G.
There is a Snoop Dogg appearance, which is
the Snoop D-O-double-G.
Usually some sort of alternative music fest. I'll have a, like.
They
just
throw
like,
they throw a rapper.
Just because, like, we love black people, so here's Kanye West or Jay-Z or.
Yeah. There's always, yeah.
Yeah, they throw one guy in, yeah.
Sure.
And that's Snoop Dogg.
I went to Lollapalooza, they had Diggable Planets.
Yeah,
you know,
they throw
was,
a black guy
yeah,
in.
De La Soul, get your.
Just to prove that they're liberal, they throw a black guy. Well, it has nothing to do with anyone liking the music of that particular.
You got to have a black.
Yeah, you got to have blacks.
I would say a lot of people like Snoop Dogg.
Maybe, but it's more of a novelty thing.
It's a comical aspect.
It's not really. He's not a real serious artist.
It is comic relief. Yeah. Speaking of which, no comedy to be found in the work of John Mayer.
Yeah.
And Dave Matthews is your
maybe
big
Jennifer guy. Aniston will be up there though. That'd be cool.
That, you know, that's
she goes
true.
Out with John Mayer now.
That's true. It's
so that I'd like to get some of that Jennifer Aniston pussy.
Well, who wouldn't? Well,
he's going to be on stage for like an hour. It gives me an hour to work it. You know what I'm saying? She'll be up there. Maybe they have a comedy stage.
Oh,
it's probably too late to get booked for it.
Yeah. Well,
rock out with your cock out.
I would love to rock out with my cock and Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah. Who wouldn't? I mean,
she's like 40 now, and she
looks
still looks good.
Very good.
All right.
So there's your Rothbury Festival.
Well,
they don't give
to
us a full lineup for this stupid thing.
Well, I'm sure it's somewhere that you could find if you had talent.
There's look here, douche.
Reporting right. skills. But, well, I'm going to the Detroit's own musical festival this
right.
weekend. City
this
Fest.
This is taking some of the juice out of the Detroit Festival this weekend.
Oh, good. And all the douchebags will be watching Modest Mouse. Up
yeah.
In
yeah, this is, it's all right. Used to be called Taste Fest.
Yeah, well, which is a tribute to fatness and
yeah,
eating.
Yeah, now they just call it City Fest. Which basically, the big draw of this thing was always that, you know, they have a row of restaurants and tents.
Yeah. Right.
Like all the local restaurants, area restaurants, will come out and do a tent.
Yeah.
And they have this in Taste of Chicago. They've
yeah,
got,
it's not a unique thing.
No, they've got it all over the country. But it's a pretty good time.
It's okay. I always find that the food there, they have about two options that you can get. Whatever these restaurants have.
Well, yeah, it's a dumbed down you
it's
know,
a dumbed down menu, and then it's incredibly expensive.
Sure.
Like, you have to buy, like, the tickets.
Are you telling me that 12 tickets for a rib tip is expensive?
Well, yeah, but you buy 20 tickets.
Yeah.
The meal you want is probably, like, 13 tickets. Then you got 7 tickets, and with 7 tickets, you can't get anything. So you throw your money, right? You know
yeah,
I mean?
No,
it's
you
like
end up with, like, 3 tickets.
Yeah,
and
it's
a waste.
Like you
yeah.
can't do anything yeah. with the tickets. And
yeah, it's very annoying.
I thought you got free tickets for a while. Didn't your paper? Maybe Real Detroit did.
Yeah, I used to get backstage at Real Detroit.
Yeah.
And 1 year we had backstage, and it was like sponsored by Bacardi. No, not Bacardi. What's the other rum?
Captain Morgan?
It was whatever that coconut. What's that coconut stuff?
Malibu rum.
Malibu.
Malibu rum supported it?
They were the sponsor, and we like ran out of drinks, and all we had was like buckets of Malibu.
Okay.
And well, everybody was just getting
that
drunk
could be fun.
On coconut rum, and it was gross.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway.
Well, yeah. So
But they tend to have...
I won't eat at that thing. I refuse to eat
Well,
at that.
You have a delicate baby prison
No,
stomach.
I would probably eat some of that food, but I'm not paying the prices for that food. No. I'll go to a good restaurant downtown. There's plenty of good restaurants downtown you can go to if I'm going to that.
Yeah, there's a Sweetwater Tavern.
But actually, I'm going down 4th of July.
Yes.
And so I'm going to have, like, I'm going to have eaten already at a family fun.
I see.
So there you go. But
you don't want to get the deep-fried Mars bar?
Nah, I don't give a shit about
that. Or the potato wedges?
You know what? All that stuff can suck. You go there, you can't even sit down anywhere to eat. You got to walk around.
You got to, like, end up sitting. They block off the middle of Grand Boulevard. So you end up sitting
on a median,
which during the rest of the year is a crossing path for hobos. And
it really is.
And, like, you know, a couple people who work at the Fisher Building. And it's a place to collect cigarette butts. And then it's supposed to be a picnic area. Now.
It's not a picnic. There's almost nowhere to sit down and eat at that.
No.
Which is horrible if it's a celebration of food. You right. think they'd give you somewhere to sit down and actually eat. But if you give people a place to sit down in Detroit, that's where the homeless guys end up, so they don't do that.
There is that one stage that's kind of on a park.
Yeah.
That's okay. That's like the little stage, indie little stage.
Yeah, well, but that's not really a dining area.
No, but
I want like an Oktoberfest, like a big tent.
Sure,
that holds like 10,000 people.
I want big tittied Austrian girls.
No, I'm just not. All I want is a table,
jugs full of ale.
It can be done. It's been done other places. Why can't we do it here?
Because it's Detroit.
Because we're fucking idiots here.
What can
Detroit
we do?
Is
in Detroit
is idiots.
I was downtown today, and it seemed to be actually like a functioning city.
Yeah,
because I was downtown.
If you're down there when people are working, it seems there's people there, but no one lives there.
No, come 6:30.
Yeah, it's empty. Right.
I wish I had a cricket noise.
How come
we don't have a cricket sound effect?
I don't know. Do you want one? I'll find one for you.
We need one.
All right. And that's this weekend. I'm going to see Broken Social Scene. That's really my whole thing is to go see that and then get the fuck out of there.
Sure.
because they're the best band playing this year.
Yeah, it's not as
they always have one like big indie band play.
Well, they had Wilco a couple years ago.
They had Kings of Leon a couple years ago, which was great.
They had Cat Power last year.
That was 2 years ago.
Two years ago? 3 years ago. It was super
It was the same year as Kings of Leon, I remember. It was on a different day. They have Spoon this year, but I don't even
was
care about
Yola
that.
Was it Yola Tango last year?
Might have been, yeah.
They had
but
the
anyway,
New York Dolls. It's usually,
oh, they had Spoon. Yeah, whatever. They always have like one or two.
It's usually a good deal.
Indie rock bands. But they don't even put the indie rock bands like on the same day where you would want to go down and watch them.
No, they spread it
out. Like, you got to go down Tuesday night, and then you got to go down Saturday.
This is sponsored.
You got the whole thing?
This is sponsored by my paper. I should...
You should have got some tickets, man. We go eat.
Yeah, I know.
Even though I don't... if it was free, I would walk around with the chicken sandwich. But, you know, I'm not gonna.
George Clinton and Parliament Funkadelic
but
will
again,
be there.
That's a goof. That's not... No one's really going to see that. Cause...
Yeah, well, tonight's the Zombies, and I don't think I'm going to make it to that, and it's bumming me out.
Well, you'll be all right. They're 90 years old.
Yeah.
They got two songs, you know.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
Maybe some old fossils at the Zombies.
It's a lot of local Detroit bands.
It really is, and then they have a couple of acts.
I can see Thunderbirds Are Now whenever I want.
Exactly.
I can see SSM and the Mugs. Joel, the Mugs. Have you heard about the Mugs?
I have.
Oh, my God, that Tony Mugs. He's got one arm that works.
He's got one arm.
Let's see, how does he do it?
What's he doing?
He plays the keyboard with one arm. He's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, Stuart Frankie's going to be there. Who knew?
Yeah.
Oh, Thornetta Davis. So anyway. You never have anything in Detroit without with Thornetta Davis in it. That's crazy.
No, that's huge. She would never appear.
That's crazy. How about they always put like a jazz... Oh, the Henchmen will be there.
Okay, that sounds good.
All right, anyway. Yeah, so they always have this... They always have like a jazz tent at this thing.
Okay.
Who is that for?
I don't know.
I believe I know who it is. Bougie black people.
You think?
That is for the middle-aged bougie black. Okay. Something to do.
Interesting.
See, your blacks enjoy the jazz music.
Yeah, see, I'm not into the jazz. I'm going to go down. I'm going to watch. I would go see Broken Social Scene at a club for money.
Sure.
So there's no reason I'm not going to go for free.
Right.
When they're playing. And the thing with them, though, is you never know who you're getting in the Broken. We've played every Broken Social Scene.
Well, there's like 20 people in the band.
And but they're all in other bands. Now, I looked at their schedule, and they're not doing another show immediately, which means they're all probably coming down from Canada, which means it might be a good show as far as who's coming, because they may just come in for one night and then go back home,
yeah,
which would be good, because like Feist, who got very famous and popular on her own.
Sure.
Is a member of Broken Social Scene, but she largely doesn't tour with them anymore. But I'm thinking there's probably
a possible she's going to be there.
Well, she dates the lead singer, Kevin Drew.
Yeah.
So I think there's probably a decent chance that Feist might actually be there. She was there the last time, the other time I saw him.
Mm-hmm.
But she was like she did a set as the opening act as well.
Yeah.
So
I'm still thinking about this John Mayer fucking date. Why is the Dave Matthews Band continuing to torment my life? Well, you know, the only fucking pseudo hippie, casual, laid back stoner pop. I don't know what do you call that genre?
Dave Matthews.
Yeah.
It starts with an S and ends with a T and says hi in the middle.
Right.
That's what it's called.
Right.
It's the worst music ever recorded by mankind.
Now the only other I mean, that's like a mega Trey Anastasio, John Mayer.
Yeah.
That is like the biggest collection of douche rock.
It's like college garbage rock.
Ben Harper apparently wasn't available.
I don't know. He's not on that.
But and now I know that the current king of this genre.
It's rock and roll for girls.
It is
what it is, yeah.
The current king of this alleged genre is at Lollapalooza this year.
Is that Jack Johnson?
Jack Johnson.
Yeah, Jack Johnson's there because he's, you know.
Or is he at Bonnaroo? Or
he's at all everything. He's everywhere at everything. He's a guy no one's... Have you ever heard a Jack Johnson song?
Yeah.
I've heard like one
You
Jack
know the
Johnson
one that's
song.
Like, you've got eyes like that.
Yeah.
It's you don't even know who he is, and then you're like, oh, that fucking song?
Yeah. I was just printing out our email for the second half.
Oh, exciting.
But yeah, this guy, yeah, those guys all are like for college girls, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even think guys are into it. Although I think guys might be into it just to bang the chicks that are into it.
Okay, I misspoke. I think he's at Bonnaroo.
Jack Johnson?
Yeah.
He's a big deal, though. He headlines all this shit now. So, I don't know. Apparently,
you're so right about... I'm just looking at the Lollapalooza lineup.
Yeah.
It's Radiohead.
Radiohead's there.
Rage Against the Machine.
College Girls.
Nine Inch Nails. Wilco. The Rock on Tours. Kanye West.
Why him again?
Because Kanye
they throw
Joel
a black guy in.
Kanye West.
He's terrible.
He one time peed on a garbage dump.
Yeah.
And it turned into a field of flowers.
Joel. Well,
you don't even know.
He's the greatest.
Why is Kanye West the one anointed other than Barack Obama? He's the one black guy that white people like.
I don't even think white people. I don't even know who likes him. I don't know anybody that owns a Kanye West CD. I don't know a person.
I don't know a soul.
I don't know anyone that owns a CD of his.
And
I don't know anyone that likes him. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Look, I am okay with the notion of the one mega popular rapper, and there's always the top guy. Jay-Z was the top guy for a long time.
But Jay-Z, I kind of know Jay-Z's music a little better. Kanye, well, listen, I know why Kanye...
He sucks! Kanye can't even rap!
Listen, I know that NBA teams need something to come to the court to. And I think that's all the only place you hear Kanye West music is like at an NBA arena during a game. I don't think anyone else...
He's got... Okay, his one big song, he's like, "That which don't kill me makes me stronger, because that's how long I've been on you."
Yeah.
What the fuck is this?
It's terrible. I mean, look, as much as you're going to dump on stuff like Insane Clown Posse, it's a hell of a lot more original than Kanye West.
You know, I purged. I think I've purged all the Juggalo tracks out here, or else we'd be getting.
We
some,
could do a side by side of you know.
We'd be getting some fucking Juggalo family.
Do
right
you want
now.
Me to announce the acts for the gathering of the Juggalo?
Oh, oh!
If we're gonna do music,
well, we're doing festival lineup.
If you want to do a festival lineup, Corey. I'll
by the way, by the way, Broken Social Scene and the Black Keys are also at Lollapalooza.
Right, but they're not contiguous dates. In other words, Broken Social Scene is only doing like one show.
Yeah, Lollapalooza until August.
Yeah, so Broken Social, it's like their first date. I looked up their whole itinerary.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking that it might be a very good lineup. The girl from Metric and the girl from Hearts and Stars. I'm sorry. Hearts is the right
I don't
stars.
Think I'm going to do it this year. I did it last year. I've
what?
Done it a couple
Lollapalooza?
Years.
Yeah. It's not worth it. I mean, if you go for free like you've been doing, it's all
right. You go for free, it's cool, but this lineup...
It's not really worth the
I've kind of seen a lot of this.
Radiohead comes to town. I've saw Radiohead once at a big venue, like a big outdoor thing in Cleveland, and it was great.
Yeah.
And so they put on a good show, even though I think their new album's not that great. Radiohead generally puts on a real good show.
How G-Love and fucking Special Sauce.
I don't know.
They play Lollapalooza every year.
There's just one of those acts.
I mean...
Some acts are just on that circuit of... You know, people, they do like these outdoor multiple band things, and they're not a draw on their own
at all.
They see, you know, you go to an outdoor thing, and there they are.
God bless G Love. I mean, I like him at
a
one
career
point,
out of
but
it.
That's
yeah.
all. Who cares? When was the last time he put out a record?
I'm sure he puts out records, and I'm sure no one buys them. But yet, if you go to something like that, you're going to run into G Love and Special Sauce. I mean, I saw the goddamn B-52s by no fault of my own. You know, and they're at that stuff.
Steve Malkmus is going to be there. Yeah. Fucking Blues Traveler. That's who should have been at Rockbury. Blues Traveler.
Yeah, why aren't they there?
If you positively, absolutely need to get a girl who eats wheatgrass and granola, get that Blues Traveler.
You think so?
Oh,
like
God,
that.
That'll... Oh, if you want a girl who doesn't shave downstairs, if you want a girl unkempt and kind of furry... Who has tarot cards?
Yeah,
yeah. That's where you go. A Blues Traveler show.
Well, I'll give you the Gathering of the Juggalos artist. You want to know those?
She'll do your chart and then she'll suck your cock like it was, you know.
Let me give you these because they're actually acts people know. These are the acts that people would know. I mean, there's ICP and Twisted and Blaze.
Oh, sure.
But I'm giving you the acts that the guest acts that people will actually know.
It's going to be some names like
No.
Everybody's Killer.
No. Anybody Killer will be there.
Slap Nuts. And
I smoked a joint with him.
Dr. Jugglefuck. I mean, what?
No, oh. I'm going to give you the names. In fact, you might even. I know you have one of these for sure in your music arsenal.
Oh, God.
But yeah, I don't know that you have it at the go. I mean, we had Digital Underground there doing the Humpty Dance.
Oh!
I've had Two Live Crew and all kinds of Bushwick Bill and all kinds
yes,
of
Yes, sir.
Well, this year we've got Andrew W.K.
Okay.
Who, you know, Party Hard and all that stuff. He had an album that was kind of big.
We saw him at the Shelter.
We saw him at the Shelter, yeah. He's
we
from
saw him
Detroit.
At the Shelter and, like, some of his musicians weren't playing.
He plays a lot.
do you remember that?
I don't know if they were they not playing.
What wasn't like, didn't we notice that like.
He plays like to a tape, I think.
The keyboard was not like live.
It might
the
be.
The drums were live.
Yeah.
But like a lot of the, like they were playing to a track.
Right. Maybe. So he plays sort of this electro metal
mm-hmm.
when he yells and stuff. And he keeps putting out records that no one cares anymore.
Not at all.
But he's going to be there. And then I'm trying to... Okay, and then how about... we have an actual Oscar winner appearing at the Gathering of the Juggalos. Do you know who I'm talking about?
I had no idea.
They won an Oscar for Best Song a few years ago.
3-6 Mafia.
3-6 Mafia is coming to the Gathering of the Juggalos.
Oh.
Any chance your avatar out here for a pin?
I believe I do.
I never figured out if this is the song. I think this is the song from the movie we play, actually. Which means it's not. Yeah, there it is. I don't know if that's actually 3-6 Mafia, though. That might be the guy from the movie.
Terrence Howard.
Yeah. But... they wrote the song, and they perform it. They performed it on their album, but in the movie, it was performed by Terrence Howard. They're going to be there, and this you probably don't have, but it's a classic. If anyone knows a hip hop one hit wonder, Afro Man.
Yeah,
because I got high.
I don't have
you. Don't have it. I have it on my computer, but you can't play it right now.
It's a classic.
So I'll be hanging out. I'll get to hang out with Afro Man tonight or whatever.
Wow.
Yeah.
When is the Gathering of the...
It's like in a month. It's like August 7th to the 10th or something. Okay. So, yeah.
All right, then.
And I'm trying to book comics for it. And I'm having
good luck with that.
No, I have a million comics that want to go, and they're just hemming and hawing on the money. And
sure.
They want to maybe... The thought of who's going to come in to do stand-up is there's some thought of trying to book Rowdy Roddy Piper to do stand-up comedy, who has a comedy show. And
then there's this asshole.
Well, I don't know.
Come on!
I agree. I don't think he's a great booking. But
come the fuck on!
He is famous, and people will go watch him versus, you know, the other guys that they've had in the years past.
Look, I love the man from Edinburgh, Scotland, as much as... Or Glasgow. Was he from Glasgow?
I think he bills himself as from Glasgow, but he's from Canada, I think, originally.
Well, hey, don't chat with me.
I'm sorry.
Hey.
Roderick Toombs? Don't. I can't say his real name? Okay, I won't do that.
Why the...
All right.
And then there's this asshole!
Joel.
Me?
Joel, Rowdy Roddy Piper is from Glasgow, Scotland.
Of course.
Don't you... Hulk Hogan is from Venice Beach, California.
Well, he actually kind of was at one point.
But don't feed me...
He
these...
lived there. He moved there to lift weights.
All right.
Just shut up.
Kamala, the Ugandan headhunter, is from Uganda. Come on, don't... Don't shatter the kayfabe.
Abdullah the Butcher, the crazy man from the Sudan, isn't from Windsor. He's not from Windsor, Ontario.
Hush,
Canada.
You!
It's not true at all.
Don't be like that.
All right, but
where was Randy Savage billed as being from?
Florida somewhere, Sarasota or Tampa?
Yeah, is that what it was?
But he's from Chicago originally. But I think he probably did live in Florida.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of against. I would get to meet Rowdy Roddy Piper and introduce him and all that stuff.
Sure.
But I would be for actually just booking like some of my buddies to come out.
What is
it.
The chance that Rowdy would be anything but a dick?
I don't know. You know, our friend Tori that we saw last week
is shooting a movie.
He's
with
shooting
him.
A movie with him and said he was a good guy. So
all
I don't know.
Right.
Maybe he's not a bad guy.
All right. Kevin Nash, total tool, right?
I've never met Kevin Nash. Scott Hall was a good guy. I met him. Kevin Sullivan was a great guy. I got to hang out with Kevin for a long time.
Sure.
Kevin Sullivan was a good guy.
The Tree of Woe, Joel!
I know.
The Tree of Woe!
He chased me around the ring and was trying to tie me to the Tree of Woe.
You get the Tree of Woe, it's over.
Here are the wrestlers that were assholes to me that people would know. Okay, Scott Steiner was just like, he didn't do anything to me specifically. But he was just generally not a nice guy and kind of a dick.
Mm-hmm.
I heard stories about like he didn't like the way the match was booked.
The dog face gremlin.
No, that's Rick Steiner. Scott Steiner is the
big papa pump.
The big scary steroid freak.
During the waning days of WCW, he was losing his mind.
Oh, you know, he's just
an
idiot.
He would cut these horrible promos.
Yeah.
And he was like, I was sabotaged by my own brother, my own flesh and blood. It was the fact.
He's not a bright guy.
I was so
stupid. He came out at the Gathering of the Juggalos, and like we were in Ohio, and he starts cutting a promo on Ohio, saying how Michigan's the greatest. Meanwhile, like everybody there is like from Michigan. It was really weird. Like, he just got the wrong heat. He was just a fucking moron.
Oh, he went to a Juggalo event.
Yeah.
But they're all from Detroit.
Yeah.
And they went down to Why do they? Yeah,
and then he started cutting promos on Ohio, and like nobody cared.
They can't find a place in Michigan to do this.
He came out and tried to get like gathering. Cheap heat by, you know what? There's been talk of doing it in Michigan, but I don't know. It's probably more closer for a lot of people if we do it.
Would you not say 70% of the fan base is in this area?
No, the fan base is actually probably, I don't know exactly.
The core.
I don't know.
The core.
I don't know. Because the problem with
hardcore GED.
Okay, stop.
Thug Life.
Do you want a real answer or do you want to just go on? I'll give you an answer if you want one.
Or in Trenton.
The problem with Michigan is that you generally would have to do it north of Detroit. And north of Detroit, there's not a lot of big cities. And so it makes it harder on everybody to get to. If you do it south of Detroit, in other words, which is basically Ohio or Indiana or Illinois, then you can get people from other cities to come a lot easier. So I think that's why it's not done in Michigan. Because you're not going to do it. You're not going to do it in Detroit. You know, you're not going to have like a. You're not going to do a whole camping outdoor thing in Detroit.
Right.
You have to do it somewhere else. So yeah, you have to do it where you know they have some green space and
like Gaylord.
Nah, well, they could do it, but
Pinckney.
No one's going to want to go up north for that. I mean, Rothbury is on the west side of the state. Chicago, people can get to it pretty easily.
Yeah.
But no, we're in southern Illinois this year again. So
oh fuck that.
We're on the Illinois Kentucky border doing our show. So
that sounds
it's a 10-hour fucking
that
car
sounds
ride.
Dire.
It's
wow.
But anyway, so so Scott Steiner was a dick and Disco Inferno was a dick.
Unbelievable.
Disco Inferno.
Can't believe it.
Did
that.
I tell this story on the air? Probably not. But I went up to him. I was doing the ring announcing, and we were at this club called Clutch Cargos. In Pontiac, Michigan, and he was sitting in a little room by himself on his laptop, and I just went up to him and I said, "Hey, you know, I'm doing the ring introductions," and he doesn't even let me finish my sentence, and he goes, 265 Funky Town." That was his like where he's from and his weight, like 265 Funky Town,
and that was it.
That was it. He probably said 235, not 265, yeah. But 265 is all hang. Yeah, so he just was a dick to me, and I was like, "Okay, fuck you." And then kids were hitting him with shit in the ring, and he was bitching at me. And I'm like, keep throwing shit at Disco. Because he was getting all pissed off that people were throwing drinks in the ring. Because when you do wrestling with ICP, kids throw more shit in the fucking ring than you ever saw. Like, kids were taking fish out of the lake last year at the gathering.
Really?
And throwing whole fish at the wrestlers.
Well,
but, like, big, giant, like, 3-foot-long fish. They were throwing fish. Like, guys are wrestling. And they were getting hit with fish. Then the guys started doing fish bumps, and they were throwing the fish at each other. And, like, Ultimo Dragon's in the ring, and guys were throwing fish at him. Great Muta got hit with the fish.
You're once again showing the sophistication of the Juggalo audience.
I'm not saying it's sophistication, but it is kind of creative.
Fans
to throw a fish in the ring.
At the Mid-South Coliseum, show more respect.
It's a little... Come on, who's ever thrown a fish in a wrestling match? That's kind of cool.
It's kind of cool.
It's kind of cool to throw a fish.
And they were doing fish bumps, you're saying. They were hitting
each other.
Well,
guys would take the fish, and guys would sell the fish, and, you know, they'd get hit with the fish, and they'd go down, and, you know, guys were pinning each other with the fish on top of them. It was fun.
A poor fish lost its life so that
well, the Juggalo,
Kevin Sullivan could take a bump from a lake
trout. Juggalos killed the fish, but the wrestlers didn't, like, kill the fish. But they would throw them into the ring, and then Too Tough Tony would start hitting guys with the fish.
Good. Wow. We know that there are no women listening, so
it's okay.
We're
whatever.
Good to go.
It's fine. We're just talking about summertime activities. Well, what else is there to do this summer?
Apparently, you need to hit a jobber with a fish.
The guys were getting hit with fish. Yeah, it was fun. Wow. Anyhow, so what else are you doing this
I'm
summer?
I'm surprised the Juggalos weren't. I'm gonna grill this up. I'm gonna have me some fucking dope fish, man.
Maybe they made a bong out of the fish. I'm not sure. That's possible,
dude. You ever had a walleye bong? It's fucking awesome.
What are you doing? You were saying you need a vacation. Do you have any plans?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to L.A. in September, but that's
summer.
Yeah.
It'll be hot there, but it won't be summer.
It'll be the end of, I don't know.
Your buddy's getting married out there. That's what you're doing. That's not even a vacation. Well, it sort of is.
No, I'm in the wedding, so it's not a vacation at all.
So how long are you going to be out there?
A few days. Well, I got to be back because I'm at the Comedy Castle. The 25th.
I want to look at you.
He's married the weekend before, and then I'm at the castle.
There you go. Yeah, I have no vacation plans. I'm going to the Gathering of the Juggalos and probably nowhere else.
Mm-hmm.
I have a gig in Grand Haven in July, and that's about that's about it. Because it's the cost of gas, man. I'd love to go to like Cedar Point, but that's going to cost a fortune.
Yeah, you know, I'm thinking about I've been going to Lollapalooza the last few years, and this year...
You don't even care about it.
boy, I mean, if I did it as an assignment.
Yeah.
But it's still the gas is a bitch.
Yeah.
I got friends in Chicago. I can find places to stay. But
yeah.
Boy.
Yeah, it's an annoyance, man, to get there. So I understand why you wouldn't want to do that. And I would probably go to, like, a good music festival if we had one.
Hey, the Ting Tings are going to be there.
Well, that's your favorite act.
What Made Milwaukee Famous?
Corey loves. We played them on the
show. This is kind of the Corey and Joel radio show.
It's the Corey and Joel music show. Well, some stuff like What Made Milwaukee Famous is stuff that I find for the week of the show, and then I never listen to it
again. We have not played the Black Kids on the show, have we?
No, I don't know who that is. So.
Okay.
I could find it.
Oh, yeah.
Get it.
Oh, yeah. We'll be playing them soon.
Well, whatever.
We haven't played Yes Sayer, have we?
No, I don't even know who that is.
Or Grizzly Bear, no.
No, them I just kind of don't care about, so.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. All right, so, yeah, there you go.
Well, you're not going anywhere. But wouldn't you go to a good music if they had a Rothbury with a lineup that you gave a fuck about, wouldn't you want to do that?
Well, yeah, I would go to Lollapalooza. I mean, there's enough bands I want to see.
Yeah,
there.
But Lollapalooza's no fun because it's, like, in the city. I mean, that has its... That has its fun to it, but I like
now,
to
see here. I don't.
You don't
like,
want to sleep outside.
I
tent?
Don't want to sit out in a fuck. No,
no.
The beauty of Lollapalooza is that when it's over, I walk out of there and I get on the L,
yeah.
And I can ride back out to civilization.
Well, okay.
Because, damn, was it hot and
that's
unfun.
True. Well, but that's also because it's in the city where it's hot.
Right, but then I got on a train and went back to an apartment that was air-conditioned.
Okay, but, I don't know. You can have a good time at, I've been to a bunch of those European festivals. Those are always fun. Sleep out in a tent, get drunk.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
I'm too old for that.
Shit in a porta-potty. It's fun.
Too old.
Too old for that. But you never did it when you were younger.
No, not really.
So at one point you just didn't care, and now you're too old.
I've been to a lot of music festivals, but never stuff I had to camp out at.
Right, you go to that stuff at DTE, and it's all day. But that's not it's not the same thing.
I go to stuff that yeah.
But see, in America, these are only now starting to gather momentum. In other words, we didn't have a lot of these because people. I guess
Lollapalooza was the first one, really, in a long time.
But that wasn't even
the old one.
Yeah, but that was never like a multiple day thing. You just went for a day.
No, it was like a one day.
But I'm talking like stuff like Bonnaroo and that and Coachella have sort of brought that back into vogue. People are now like, oh, that seems like a fun thing to do.
I hear Coachella is hotter than the surface.
Well, my buddy went 1 year.
It is hotter than Rosie O'Donnell's at Anus.
Yeah, it's about 100 degrees during the day at Coachella. Because that's in like... Palm Springs.
Indio, California.
Yeah, it's like in the middle
of the desert. Yeah.
But,
fuck all that.
Yeah, well, it's not going to rain. That's one good
thing. Well, that, you're right. It's not going to rain.
Because when it rains at those, it can be bad. Now, I've been lucky that I went to, four music festivals in England over the years, and it never really rained heavy at any of them for me, which was good.
That is impressive.
The Gathering of the Juggalos 1 year was the fucking wettest. Most flooded bullshitty fucking thing ever 1 year, so that was dire,
I'm sure.
But otherwise we've had good weather. It was 100 degrees last year for that, and I almost passed out. A lady sold me face paint that was like this really thick white face paint, and I think I was like my face couldn't breathe. And I started to get heat stroke.
Wow.
I drank like 3 gallons of water and I never peed, and that's how you know your body's shutting down. It's really scary. Never let that happen to you, kids. If you're out there listening, like say you're up in Yellowknife. It's hot up there.
Oh, God, is it ever
God
hot
damn
up
it,
there.
Don't. Make sure to stay hydrated. I mean, Niels is in Munich. God knows what's going on there.
I don't know what's wrong. I don't know what happened.
What?
I mean, you probably, I don't know, you had to train a little bit harder.
Well,
it was
my face paint, Oksana. Oksana, please. I'd go to a music festival with Oksana.
I bet you would.
To see Oksana doing something.
I bet you would.
But yeah.
When they play with it, it's just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. You know?
Thank you, Oksana. I love you.
Why won't they bring back Master of Champions?
Why we have Wipeout, I Survived the Japanese Game Show.
By the way, Wipeout, which was a horrible show.
Yeah.
Was a horrible show featuring John Henson.
Yeah.
Formerly of Talk Soup.
Yeah.
Doing bad shtick as people fell off trampolines.
And pre-scripted shtick, too. Not even, off-the-cuff shtick.
No.
They needed to write that shtick.
Wow, bingo bango. His face took a dive. He's like Greg Louganis with that dive. Anyway, it's horrible.
Yeah.
That was like the top rated show on television that week.
Yeah.
20 million viewers.
Wow. Well,
that and I Survived the Japanese Game Show were big hits.
Well, good for them. They deserve to be hits.
They re-ran Wipeout.
Well, that shows people like it. What
this
can you
is
say?
Then it shows that America is the sewer.
No, it doesn't show anything.
All our Euro trash.
We're things. In trouble. Yes, the nation is in deep peril because I Survived the Japanese Game Show. BJ and the Bear was on 30 fucking years ago. No one gave a fuck then. No one gives a fuck now. It came and went. A Current Affair was destroying America.
Hey, what are you trying
a
to?
A Current Affair.
What are you
oh
trying to say
God.
About Greg Evigan?
You know what I mean? It's like, come on, stop.
All right, I'll tell you what. No, I don't really buy into that either.
Right.
It is.
You know what Wipeout is? It's America's Funniest Home Videos. But we're just going to make it live. It's a live version of that. It's guys falling down.
It's guys getting hit in the nuts.
It's guys getting in the nuts. That's what it is.
Yeah.
That should be a show.
And that's why in Idiocracy, when the number one show is Oh My Nuts,
yeah,
it's not that surprising.
I know, but that doesn't mean anything. It doesn't say anything about us that that's the number one
You're
show.
You're right. Okay, BJ and the Bear was a...
Right, but I mean, people have said this forever.
You know, Steve Sabo's a big fan of that, and he was... You know, we actually had... I was on a very long car ride with him, and I got to talk to him about BJ and the Bear. He knew the words to the theme song.
Well, that's gay.
He was saying...
That's too nerdy,
like,
yeah.
I'll haul anything you want as long as it's legal. $1.50 a mile. I'll soar like an eagle or some. It was like he knew the words.
That's worse than you.
To the BJ and the Bear theme song.
Yeah, you don't know him, do you?
I don't.
Okay.
I tend to be an obsessive dork about
really?
Stuff like that, but yeah.
I was thinking about this, and we can just do this live here on the air. Would you want to go see? Because we could cover this for the show.
Yeah.
They're doing a live stage all drag version of Facts of Life.
Yeah, I know.
Do you want to go to that? Do you want to cover that for the show?
I've seen a
that
couple,
sounds like a gay event.
I,
that
I
we
do. I've seen a couple shows at that theater. I saw
oh, have you really?
Debbie Does Dallas.
Oh, I didn't know you went. You never saw, talked about that.
Yeah,
that'd be funny. Why don't you talk about that on the show?
I just never thought about it. They did Debbie Does Dallas, and they actually had chicks, and that was good.
Okay,
they had one tranny. They have one guy who's always in drag in the show.
Okay,
it's called the Ringwald, and it, you know. There's always the one drag dude who's in every show, and he's going to be Mrs. Garrett in this. But yes, they're doing an all-male Facts of Life. Now, you know who you should take to that? You know who's a big fan of that?
Andrea the intern is.
Andrea is a massive Facts of Life.
She's
fan.
Probably already got her. There's no point in me taking her
because
she's already going.
Yeah, she
in all
must
likelihood.
Be going.
She must be, yeah.
Maybe she's going to cover that for her new show.
Maybe she will. Oh, I don't want to get into that. I'm fucking retarded. Do you want some Funhouse news as we go into the break?
Not really.
Well, I'm going to give it to you. This is funny.
Sure.
You know, I've had some guest comics. Anyway, in fact, I'll talk about it. Andrew the intern, they gave her own show.
Yeah.
And now she's conveniently been, like, calling in sick for my show.
Sure.
Which is like, okay, go fuck yourself with your bad show, Andrew.
I
mean, she's going to come back. I talked to her. But she's just like, I'm busy with this and that and bullshit like that. So I've been having guest comics, which is like the guys that we use on this show. So Bill Bouchard did the show, and Anybody Killa got us completely high off of our fucking brains.
I'm stunned by that.
And we did a Carlin tribute. But then this most recent show, which was just the other night, which you can go get right now on W Fuck Off Radio, although I will put a link up on the forum. Steve Brewer came in.
Joe.
Yeah, we got high. Steve Brewer came in, and we were talking to a chick on the phone who was like, well, I got to, like, we're talking to this chick on the phone about, Brewer wanted, like, wild sex stories to win a T-shirt. So if you had a sex story, we would give you a T-shirt.
Sexual intercourse,
and,
penis in vagina.
So
sex.
This girl was like, "Tell us a sex story." And she's like, "I don't really know." And she's kind of like, "She's like, look, I gotta go because I gotta pee." So I was like, "Well, look, if you pee on the air, I'll give you a T-shirt."
Oh, so you redid the pee mic?
Well, sort of, but they were on the
you
phone.
You stole our premise.
No. They was on the phone, and we're like, "Well, if you want to pee into the phone." And she's like, I don't want to pee on the phone. And I said, well, okay, if you don't want to pee, any girl that calls in and wants to pee wins a T-shirt. Well, you goddamn it, if within 5 minutes two girls called in and peed.
Sure.
We had a lineup of girls who wanted to pee by the end of the show. I already given away all the T-shirts we had.
Yeah.
Girls were calling in right and left wanting to pee. I got home, I got on MySpace, and there was a flood of girls who were like, yeah, we were calling in to pee and I couldn't get through. So girls, we literally had a pissing contest. It was very funny. It was entertaining. Yes.
Next week, queefs on the show. You're breaking.
I don't. You know what?
New grounds in broadcasting.
That's a good. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that next time.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, so that was fun. You should listen to me and
how
Brewer.
How come we don't get any fucking chicks in here?
And girls peeing. Well, we've had a female guest that we've lined up.
Call the douchebag hotline at 610-552-0746 and pee for us.
Right. Yeah, if you're, but like guys would call and they're like, hey, can we
pee? And you can win some Corey and Joel merchandise.
Yeah, guys were calling and going, can I win a t-shirt if I pee? And I'm like, no, get the fuck out of here. You're not peeing. I want a chick to pee. And then we gave the chicks t-shirts for peeing. So, but we didn't even come up with the idea. It just kind of happened on the air. So it was kind of fun. So if you want to hear me and Steve Brewer and girls peeing into the phone, the latest edition of the Funhouse is up at WFuckOffRadio.
You could call it Water Sports Wednesdays.
There, I don't know. Yeah. All right. Let's take a break. We've gone long. We had a break. We got to come back. Corey's got new movie reviews. We're going to review Hancock.
Oh, yeah.
And whatever else you saw that I don't even know. We're going to get to those.
All right.
And we've got some hate mail that you'll be hearing hate mail.
Yay!
Hear that into the mic? That's hate mail.
Yay for hate mail.
So we've got hate mail, but here's a little more Dirty Pretty Things. We'll be back with the rest of the show right after this, kiddies.
Up and you said house tricks. You can't mix drugs with politics. But we took and talked and lost the plot. And after that everything seemed fine. In this distinct and beautiful collide, we drag each other's worlds down under the tides. With intoxicated hands, cold, cold hearts and well-laid plans. Are you listening? As the days by the waves pile up behind you. La 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 la, keep it on. Melt my plastic heart and help me move on. Why can't I move on? How do we escape the great veils of pouring rain? Go to a foreign island or a house in Spain. Going la di la di la di lo. Oh, how I'd kill to go. So, erect the gunners and rivets in a life of buildings and medicine. Well, we all make the same mistakes. Our pitfalls pull us together. Are you listening? Are you listening? Like the waves pile up behind me. La 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 la, keep it on. Melt my plastic heart, help me move on. Kick this round my bedroom floor. Hit the daylight hours, what you want and more. Days like the waves decisively pull us under. Oh, la 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 la, keep it on. Melt my plastic heart, help me move on. And on and on. And on, there's friends for life and acquaintances. There's romance from great distances. There's been so many casualties, but I cannot wallow over these. Oh, no.
Hey, we're back after a little Dirty Pretty Thing.
I was just bitching. I was just bitching that. Why do they call the show Ebert and Roper when Ebert is never coming back?
Because Ebert probably owns a stake in it, and he keeps his.
They
fucking
took his
name
voice
on
box
it.
Out of it. They took his voice box out. He's not coming back.
So is he, because he talk now or not?
No, he had like cancer of the salivary gland.
Yeah, so he can't talk
at all.
They
took like part of his throat out.
They took his tongue probably or something that made him.
Yeah, part of his throat.
Yeah.
So, good night, unless he's going to be like.
I don't know.
I thought that Hancock was a delightful.
First of all, who wouldn't watch that? You talk about Wipeout being.
Had the mic to his thorax. Oh, yeah.
Listen, you take Ebert. This is my show. I'm going to make up the greatest show in history. You take Ebert with his voice box. You put him on a treadmill, run him in the opposite direction, and throw tennis balls at his feet. and have John Henson do a wacky commentary. That's the show.
I want to see
the biggest hit ever.
I want to see over 200-pound Wipeout. I want to see like Dom DeLuise.
Just fat guys on there.
Just nothing but fat guys.
But it's like the problem with that show, and I think we talked about it last week, is they make it too difficult to actually.
Yeah, on
yeah, to actually get over the things.
A Ninja Warrior, which is the inspiration for that show, which is the Japanese show.
Yeah.
They have a really hard course, but it is possible to do it in one go.
If you're really skilled, you can do it.
So maybe like two guys an episode complete
the
course.
Right.
And it makes it exciting.
Yeah, once you fall, you're done in that.
Yeah.
You're done. It's over.
It's exciting to actually see the guy beat the course.
Uh-huh.
But on this...
And this, it's terrible.
The guy, they all beat the course, but they do it in a time frame.
Yeah. It's not good.
And they're like, it's whatever.
But like those big balls, and has anyone made it over there without one? No, it's like so stupid.
I can't get over the big balls, Joel.
The big, and then you can make ball jokes, John Henson. You can script some ball jokes.
Well,
you and your fucking comedy writer can do some ball jokes.
As the ancient Roman
dickhead,
as the ancient Roman philosopher Testicles said, you better watch yourself on the big balls.
I love it that ESPN now dictates our comedy to us. They are the leaders in stand-up. They've decided what's funny for
America. I'm actually writing a ESPN parody for Wolfman Mac.
Oh, well. Good luck with that.
We're doing... It's Godzilla versus King Kong.
Okay.
I want to do, like, plays of the week.
You
want to
do a Chris Berman style?
Like, Godzilla throws a telephone pole at King Kong.
All right.
Yeah, but just those smug assholes. I'm going to write...
I'll give you credit for that more than I will the Wipeout.
I'm going to write like SportsCenter, but it's a spoof.
Right, yeah.
I'm going to write SportsCenter-y kind of jokes for that.
But all right.
Because I get so sick of those guys. Today, I swear to God, there was an unbearable lightness of being reference.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They're so like the references.
Like the coach the coach of Spain was being lifted after he won the Euro Cup.
Yeah.
Like, it's the unbearable lightness of being the coach of Spain for Euro Cup. Like, what? Milan Kudera? No one fucking knows what you're talking about, John Buchecross.
Yeah.
Shove it up your ass.
Yeah, those guys are
or whichever
annoying.
Dingleberry it was on that ESPN.
We were saying how they've co-opted lines from Flight of the Conchords now, which is, like, not a show that ESPN guys should really care about.
Oh, yeah. And, when Shaq was doing his... Tell Me How My Ass Tastes, Kobe rap, which we didn't cover and we should have.
Yeah, it was all right. Everyone covered it. There was no point in us doing anything with it.
Mm-hmm. My favorite line in that, he was talking about, I love him, then I leave him. I got a vasectomy, now I can't breed him.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Shaq. Thank you. Thank you for that poetry. That's better than Kanye West fucking
It kind of is,
lousy
yeah. You're right about that, yeah.
So anyway... What was I talking? Oh yeah,
the line that
So Shaq's a rapper, and then they were like, "He's the hip hop hippopotamus. His lyrics are bottomless."
Yeah,
like shove that up.
Somebody,
your ass.
I forget which one. I think they did one. I heard like they're like it's business time, and then they did like I think somebody dunked, and they were like, "He's the boom king," and it's like you shut up.
You know what?
Shut the fuck up.
That kind of made me smile. The boom king.
The boom king.
Well, you know, this all goes back to, really, you can blame Keith Olbermann and Dan Patrick for this.
Yeah, and Craig Kilborn.
Craig Kilborn.
Yes.
Olbermann and Patrick would goof around.
Well, actually.
And then Kilborn really started doing the highlights.
Berman used to be goofy, but not with all the references.
Sure. Well, he had
nicknames for guys, yeah.
And then Olbermann and Patrick started doing shtick and patter.
Yeah.
And then Kilborn turned every highlight into a comedy routine.
Yeah.
And I remember specifically him. Dunks were Jumanji. That was his big thing.
So stupid.
Where is Craig Kilborn?
I don't, he left. He quit
that
the business.
That is an amazing mystery about what happened.
Got out of the business and said, fuck it.
Wow.
I don't know. Good. I'm glad he's out. I don't miss the fucking
You know
guy.
What show doesn't seem to be coming back and we should have had a team on?
Who's that?
The World Series of Pop Culture.
Oh, no. I don't. Yeah, I never saw that.
They did like two of them and it doesn't look like it's coming
really?
Back.
What about the show you had to go beat the geeks or whatever? What was that?
I would have fucking...
How did you never go
I would
that?
Have reversed Thunder Dunk slammed on Beat the Geeks.
Whatever happened to that?
Because I have geek powers in like different fields.
Well, but why didn't you ever do that?
I don't fucking know!
Stupid ass.
You know who was...
They probably just used guys from like LA or something, and so you would have had to haul ass to LA.
You know who the host of that was?
Some
it was
guy.
A guy we've worked with at the Comedy Castle or met at the Comedy Castle, Blaine Batch.
Okay,
you ever met Blaine?
No, I don't.
He's
think
been
so.
In town a few times. Anyway,
even if I met him, I wouldn't know him because I never really watched Beat the Geeks. I just knew the one, The one fat geek was the one guy I knew.
Well, yeah, he's great.
Was he the TV geek? Okay.
Paul, he was pretty good. But I think I could take him pretty close to the wire.
I don't know. You threw it in the toilet last week when I did the TV.
In fact,
that's our first piece of hate mail. Should I read our hate mail?
Yeah.
If we're talking about that bit. I gave Corey a really difficult TV quiz, and it was difficult. But here's a piece of email from that show. Corey got a lot wrong in the TV quiz, and this is why our friend Joe Zoo wrote us and said, I think that's him. Yeah, that's him. He says, Joel, that incorrect buzzer sound was the most annoying sound ever. I did something like, eh, like every time he got one wrong. He said, please don't tell me it's part of your comedy act. No, it's not. Unless my comedy act involves asking Corey questions about TV.
Well, that would be a good comedy.
Doesn't fucking know. You want to go on the road with that?
Well, let's do it.
All right, fine. No, it's not part of my act. He says, I'm not sure what's more annoying, that buzzer sound, John Tortolot's voice.
Hey, listen here.
Or, and then he says some weird reference
what's
to my comedy.
What's wrong with Johnny T's voice, understand. Babe?
All the best, Joe. Yeah, John, we got to get John. I want to get John back on the show. John went to Iraq to entertain the troops.
Oh, we got to get that story.
Yeah, we got to get that story. So hopefully John Tortolot will come back. So that's from Joe Zoo.
Well, send us an email.
There's a letter in your mailbox.
Hey, and that's George Carlin.
That is.
I didn't realize. We should have played that as part of our tribute last week.
Oh, well.
But anyway.
Please, send me a letter.
Yeah.
Call the douchebag hotline at 610-552-0746.
Exactly.
Give us some justification for continuing the charade.
Call us from Rothbury, if you're there.
If
you have cell phone
you're
coverage.
At Rothbury, fuck yourself.
No, it's not true.
By the way, so I'm listening to The River, speaking of on this topic.
That'd be a douchey girl music. You're listening to The River.
Yeah. Okay, The River is a station. It's a Canadian station, but it's in Detroit.
Yeah.
It's a Windsor station.
Sure.
So it's always low rated. They don't give a shit about Detroit ratings because
right.
they're on the Canadian system.
Yeah.
But The River plays a mix of. You'll hear Spoon on there.
Yeah.
You'll hear. I heard the Flaming Lips.
You'll hear Dave Matthews on there too.
You will. It's kind of an alt rock, kind of a.
It's like aging 30-year-old rock, sort of.
Right. It's a lot of. Sure. But believe me, that is often preferable to listen to any other fucking radio station.
Right.
So I'll have that on every now and then. Well, just as I was defending it, they played like an Elvis Costello song. I'm like, oh, see, this is pretty good.
Yeah.
They go into commercial. For the Goo Goo Dolls live in concert.
Exactly.
Followed by a commercial for, I shit you not, Gin Blossoms.
Yeah, I saw that. I've seen that on TV.
The Gin Blossoms tour.
Yeah.
Then they come out of the Gin Blossoms tour commercial right into a Counting Crows song.
And yeah, that's bad.
I about fucking broke my radio.
Yeah, that's bad.
Oh, dude.
That's real sad, yeah.
Anyway.
Well, that's all that music. Counting Crows, Gin Blossoms, all that stuff is
if I ever get a hold of that horrible. Counting Crows guy.
Hey, you whip that ass.
Let me just tell you.
Matchbox 20.
Waterboarding. That's what
you
I'm
think
thinking.
So?
Yeah. Grab that son of a bitch by his dreadlocks and waterboard the shit out of him. Oh, I hate that Counting Crows.
Do you?
I hate that shit.
Okay.
That bothers me worse than any of that other stuff. It really does. Something about it just gets to the core.
There's another band that I can't think of their name right now, but if I did, that would drive you insane.
Spin Doctors?
Spin Doctors were before that. They're more recent, but they're awful, too. So.
Spin Doctors.
It's the guy, it's the band with that really, the hot guy, quote unquote, the singer. Okay, the guy, he banged a bunch of chicks.
Okay, that's every musician.
Forget it.
In excess.
They're on tour with Counting Crows. It's like a two.
They're on tour with
Counting
Crows?
It's like Counting Crows and... It's in Entertainment Weekly.
It's not Jacob Dylan?
No, it's the guy, what's his name? Adam Levine, Maroon 5.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, that's the worst goddamn. You'll hear that on The River.
Tonight's episode is known as Douche Rock.
That's fine. I'm fine. You're going to be typing that in anyway because we have to get this up straight away today. You've been farting around all week.
We have to get it up straight away. Is that what we have to do,
Joel? Let's get it up. Shall we get it up?
When they play with it, it's just getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
We have more hate mail. You ready for more hate mail?
Wait.
That hate mail was really more about me.
There's a letter in your mailbox.
We have more hate mail.
All right.
And I think this is, this one was odd because this came out of nowhere. This isn't, we got this a couple weeks ago and I'm just getting to it now. But very short email, two lines and a signature. This is what it says. I'm quoting it here. I'm not even going to comment. I'm going to read it straight. Saw what you wrote about Heath Ledger. You can go fuck yourself. Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. HLRIP. What the fuck does that mean? So I looked up. I figured it was something we wrote on. I thought maybe there was some chance this was something Corey.
Mary-Kate Olsen sent it. No.
It seems like it's from a girl because the email address has the word girl in it. It's I don't want to give it out because people would.
It's Mary-Kate Olsen.
No, it's some kind of girl. Something girl.
Yeah.
At blahblahblah.com. I'd give it out because you could really just, you know, Niels could write her love letters, but.
Why not?
Nah, it's fine. I'm not going to give it out. But the only thing I could find is on our on the description of the show the week Heath Ledger died, I wrote a description. And I just wrote, like, also, dead, dumb Heath Ledger. And I wrote that in there. And maybe it came up on a Google search. That's the only thing I can think of. I mean, it's not like we said anything real bad about him on the show, did we? I don't remember that show.
Yeah, no, I mean, we complained about how stupid he was.
We said he was dumb because he did a lot of drugs. I mean, there's always stories about he was doing coke and heroin and stuff. So
I'm just saying, if Michelle Williams was having babies with me, I don't, and I was making, you know,
yeah,
$4 million a picture.
Sure,
would really?
Well, that was the rumor, is that Michelle Williams left him because he was on drugs. So that would, you know, that would be a dumb thing to do.
No,
to,
you know what? I got 45 different lists for Heath Ledger. I put in dead, dumb Heath Ledger,
and we're not even like
we're
in the top 10.
We're not even anywhere near the top.
Yeah, we're not in the top 10 of anything.
So is this like an obsessed fan? Who just like looked?
Maybe
all
they
looked
for every Heath Ledger comment. Because I mean, Heath Ledger died in like what, January or February or something, and we got this at the end of June. We got this on June 23rd. So I'm like, what does that mean? I don't know.
I actually put the specific words "dead dumb Heath Ledger."
I think it was "dead comma dumb Heath Ledger." If you put that all in quotation marks, maybe it'll come up. Try that. Let's try to make it as specific a Google search as you can. Quote it. Put it in quotation marks. I don't know.
The Corey and Joel Radio Show.
Did we come up as number
is the
one?
The only thing that pops up.
Okay, see? So maybe she was looking for people who said Heath Ledger was dumb. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody tipped her off, but there's a Heath Ledger fan.
I like it.
But if you're a Heath Ledger fan, wouldn't you be upset at Heath Ledger if he dies? Wouldn't you be like, you motherfucker? I was a big fan of yours.
No, some of these people just don't have a perception.
Sucking asshole.
Some of these people in their fandom don't have the ability to perceive these as human beings.
Yeah.
And they don't have the ability to assign blame. They get caught up in this persecution and victimization. And you know, I was bitching about Wipeout and how it's the decline of Western civilization.
Sure.
And I was overstating the case.
You were
correct.
You were.
We survived, you know, Circus of the Stars and
the Morton Downey Jr. show.
You know, the, yeah.
Every show that's come along that people don't like is the end of the world.
And when there were only like four channels, it was worse.
It was.
Because Charlie's Angels took up one of the four possible time slots, and that's bad.
Sure.
But there is a show that I believe is the ruin of the world.
Uh-oh, here it comes.
TMZ. I was watching, for some reason, TMZ comes up. We don't have a box in our bedroom. Well, we have a box in our bedroom, but she's usually asleep.
Oh, ba-dum-bum.
Hi-yo.
That's quality comedy.
Oh.
Plug that Comedy Castle date after that line.
Thank you. The 26th.
You'll be selling out every
the 27th, night. Appearing with the very funny Greg Giraldo.
Yes. By the way, that was my week, by the way, that he canceled, and now it moved to your week.
Oh.
I was supposed to be opening for Greg Giraldo, and he canceled.
Oh, okay.
So.
Oh, he moved to Greg
Giraldo. Moved weeks, yeah. Not because of me.
No, I'm glad because I could have been working with some douchebag, Sergeant Shecky, and now I'm working with Greg Giraldo, so that's good. Anyway, as I was saying, TMZ.
TMZ.
Sometimes we don't have a cable box in the bedroom.
Sure.
So I just had to plug the cable into the back of the TV.
Yeah, and you don't.
And it's an old TV, and I can't find the remote.
Yeah.
So I can only get certain channels on there. So I have to just punt and peck.
Yeah.
And, like, I can get the locals. And
sure.
A couple of whatever. So I end up like watching shit like TMZ, and it comes on after Craig Ferguson.
Craig Ferguson. Yeah.
So whatever. They're talking, and that show is so annoying because Harvey is sitting there with his big, like Slurpee.
He's got a big sippy cup, yeah.
He's got a big sippy cup of, like, Frappuccino, being a douche, and Harvey sits there, really?
And he writes on that piece of glass
with a
dry erase marker.
It's very annoying.
And it's all the, like, it's all these, like, correspondence with faux hawks.
Oh, God.
Give me all these snarky
I hate
comments.
All the. There's this one guy with long blonde hair. I call him Retarzan because that's what he is. He's a retard.
Yeah.
He's this handsome, pretty boy. So they're sitting there, and there was a moment of clarity on TMZ.
Yeah.
Because, like, they had a clip of, like, here's Kim Kardashian being the biggest media whore ever.
Yeah.
Here's what Kim Kardashian did.
Yeah.
She walked out of a restaurant and walked to her car.
Sure.
And
she the cameraman, she probably said something to the cameman.
And
that's
they're like,
guessing.
She's such a whore.
Yeah.
And Harvey goes, wait, you asked her a question and that makes her a whore? Like, Harvey had a moment of clarity.
Harvey said, oh, you're being...
Harvey Levin, who makes $1 billion off shoving a camera directly in Lindsay Lohan's rectum.
Yeah.
He had a moment of clarity that his own show was stupid. Because the guy was like, oh, well, look at this whore walking out of the Ivy. like that's all she did.
Yeah, yeah.
She didn't do a fucking other thing.
Exactly.
Other than walk out of a restaurant, go to her car, and 45 photographers have cameras shoved in her nose, and she's a whore. Now, I'm not defending Kim Kardashian, who does a lot of other media whorish bullshit.
Yeah.
And okay, I guess going to the Ivy means you're attracting attention because
that's all these people do is they go there to get photographed.
It's a big celebrity restaurant. But she wasn't doing anything specifically like,
okay,
look at my titties.
Yeah.
That show was so
The problem with that and with a lot of like web journalism and really kind of shady stuff is they editorialize a lot in the headlines. And then if you actually read the, like Drudge does this all the time. Drudge will have some headline about, you know, something ridiculous, and you'll read the article, and that's not what the Drudge headline said at all. So a lot of times people get worked up about these things. You go to Yahoo.
Drudge has an agenda that
it's not about an agenda.
He edits the headlines himself,
though. Right, and then but you do that on Yahoo. You click on a story, and it says this is the great, you know, something's going on, and you click on it. It's not really like that, and TMZ does that. You know, you can't believe the outrageous comments that, you know, that, you know, Larry Burkhead is up to his old tricks, and it's like, what did he do? He's just kind of like walking down the street. It's like, you know what I mean? Like,
right. And then, what kills me on that show is when, like, Steve Carell, I've seen this a couple times on that show.
Yeah.
Steve Carell will be just out at some function or golfing or walking around the street, and they'll run into him, and he'll talk to them for like a second, and then be like, hey, what is this for?
Yeah.
They'll go TMZ, and he'll be like, no, and he will look.
Yeah.
He'll, like, he won't talk to him anymore.
Right.
Like, what a dick.
Yeah.
I'm like,
if they say TMZ and then you react negatively to it, they're assholes.
Right.
Right. It's not.
Because all you did was plant a fucking camera inside Heath Ledger's body bag as it was going to the hospital.
Sure.
You ghoulish fucks.
I did see Fox had.
Cameron Diaz's dad died. Yeah. It was like, she doesn't want to talk to the media about her father dying.
Yeah.
Why would they want to talk to the media, you fucking pieces of shit?
Now,
ostensibly, I'm an entertainment journalist.
Yeah.
But what I do is sanction, you know what I mean? I'm interviewing a guy because he wants to be interviewed.
Well, that's true.
What those assholes do are just completely despicable. I hate paparazzi.
Well, Fox News showed, you know, that Russian model that jumped out the window?
Yes.
They showed her body uncovered on the street of New York.
Oh.
On Fox the other day. I saw it on YouTube.
Oh, fucking A.
I didn't see it on Fox. It was on the Geraldo show.
Yeah.
It was just a minute as they were, like, covering her body, but you could see her face and stuff as she was, like, laying on the pavement dead, you know.
Ugh.
It's like, that's a little sleazy.
Did you see what else Fox News did?
What else did they do?
Somebody at the New York
Times. They ruined America, besides from that.
Yeah, they did.
Aside from ruining America.
No, they're awful. They're awful people. But what they did was, a couple guys at the New York Times wrote like an article. They ran the picture of the reporter and the editor, but they altered the photos.
Of who did they run pictures of?
Of guys from the New York Times.
Oh, why,
the guys from the New York Times wrote an article that was like, CNN and MSNBC are gaining on Fox.
Okay, so how did they screw up the?
So then Fox.
What did they do to the pictures?
They, you got to see it. They,
I don't know.
They
that
gave
is.
The one guy a big Jewy nose. They, like, heightened his nose and made
what?
It. I'm not kidding.
I have to see this.
Yes, it's on.
I'm not buying.
I'll show it to you.
I'm not buying what you're selling at this point. But.
They gave the other guy, they, like, receded his hairline.
What?
And made his teeth yellow. I'm not shitting you.
All right, I'll have
Fox
to see
ran
this.
This.
I'll have to see this. Maybe somebody did that in jest somewhere else and they accidentally picked it up.
Well, how stupid are they?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. There's a lot of dumb shit that happens out there, but. You see a conspiracy.
No, but these
you
are,
see a conspiracy.
No,
in
these are pictures
yeah,
of these
is.
Are pictures of New York Times writers.
I understand that.
Those
but.
Are not famous people that are like people are going to go.
Well, I don't know. But did they do it as a parody of them, or did they? I mean,
no,
there's
like,
a,
I think it was. Part
it's
of,
a lot of the missing context here, and that's why I can't get behind right, this. But I'll take a look.
I'll find the story for you.
Because you know they did that with when they put OJ on the cover of Time, and they made him or Newsweek, whichever one it
yeah.
was, and they made his face a little darker. They were trying to make it a more dramatic photo and. Well, they did edit the image. I mean, there's a lot of journalism.
It was on Fox and Friends.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll have to see the clip or something.
Mm.
I can't do that now. I'm actually doing a show for people that
are
listening. So I wish I could. I wish I could indict Fox News for ruining the world, but I can't do that right now.
It's pretty. It's actually really funny.
Okay, well, I will. But I mean, again, I don't have a. You know, I mean, journalists fuck up all the time, and I'm not.
First of all, if they had journalists at Fox News, they may,
okay,
maybe
stop
they'd be,
it. Stop with that. Just stop because it's not true.
It's fucking true. It's
you hate Joel, Fox News because
Joel, you are
you have
so
a problem
blinded.
With them. I don't like Fox News. I don't like any
you,
of these news. I don't
like
any.
You like
any
Fox
of them.
News because they got hot chicks.
I do like them.
They got hot chicks on
but
there.
But you know why?
That's what I like to do. You know why? The hot chicks.
And you know why the other you know the channels are gaining? Because they built sets where to show off the hot chicks.
Yeah,
that's why they did. And I go on these websites where they show all the guys go through and they post all the pictures from the news channels that day.
Well, that's usually why I watch a news channel.
Well, some
to
guys
look at
do.
The legs on Contessa Brewer.
Some guys
what
do
the
that.
Fuck?
Some guys do it. I don't, but other guys do. Right. And so they'll go on there and they'll have all these chicks laid out. And some of these, you know, MSNBC has shortened skirt length and raised ratings at the same time. And
anyway.
Good on you for that. You know what I'm saying?
Good for them.
You know,
good for them. All right.
You ever see headline news in the morning with Robin Mead?
No, I haven't.
You think she you would want to buy a shot from her? Let me just say that's the outfit she wears on
it. Shot girl.
Yeah, you would think that this girl was serving drinks somewhere in a titty bar with these outfits she's wearing.
But
it's amazing.
You know what? I don't usually. I lately I've been getting up earlier.
Yeah.
Just due to the
because you're old.
The domestic. Yeah, I'm getting older.
You're old. Yeah.
The domestic pattern. You know, you share a bed with somebody, you wake up kind of when they do.
Okay.
So I have been watching the Today Show and stuff like that, and that shit will hurt your brain.
There is dumb shit on
oh
there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
They had on the CBS Morning Show, which is the worst of them.
That is the worst of them, by the way.
Which it's, I don't watch Fox and Friends, but I'm sure that show's bad
too. I don't either, but
does
yeah.
Regular Fox have a morning show?
No, there's a local Channel 2 show.
There used to be a Fox morning show with Tom Bergeron.
Yeah, that was actually on FX originally. They
and that was kind of good.
And point. They killed it, yeah.
That was entertaining.
Yeah.
But anyway, so CBS Morning Show, and it was like cool stuff for your baby to wear. You know, and it was all like...
Sounded bad
yeah,
already.
They're putting their baby in sunglasses.
Yeah, yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, just all stupid crap to put your baby in. And then they're like... They had a little boy in a leather... And he was under a year, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And he's in a leather jacket. And they're like, and now this is super cool... They unzipped the leather jacket,
oh,
and they've got a temporary tattoo on the baby.
Oh!
On his little baby man boobs.
Oh, jeez.
It's like a big, stupid, like, eagle. And I'm like, the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Putting a temporary tattoo on your baby.
Yeah, that's wrong.
Why don't you just, like, why don't you just get a little UPC code that says whore on your child? If you're going to put... Fucking temporary tattoo on a baby.
Hey, that is wrong. Yes.
You ignorant fucks.
Did they give the baby faux nipple rings at the same
no,
time?
No, they didn't.
That?
That's like, next. I'm like, look at this cool little baby. Yeah, he's such a badass with his fake tattoo.
That is wrong.
That his stupid hillbilly parents
I agree
put on him.
On that. That's,
unbelievable. That's
that show, but that was some stylist who came up with the segment and she thought it'd be cute. And...
No, they were like, you can buy these temporary baby tattoos.
Oh, they're saying they sell baby
tattoos?
Oh, yeah, tattoos?
Yeah. And then they like showed like where you could buy the baby tattoos. I'm like, you stupid pricks. the baby gap. That can fuck itself right there.
Well... When you have a baby, who knows how you're going to dress him up?
I guess.
Your wife or whoever has your baby will dress up your baby.
I'm going to dress him like a little Jedi.
You'll just have to sit there and to deal with it.
Yeah. Like, is it too soon for the Yoda ears, honey? Is it too soon?
Yeah, what are you going to do to your baby?
Speaking of which, I might be involved in a roast for Darth Vader.
Well, there you go.
So, speaking of dorky
stuff.
There,
your career has hit a zenith.
I will keep
you thought you thought it was bad being on this show.
It's for a good cause, so we will keep you updated on that.
A roast of Darth Vader.
It's a roast of Darth Vader. It's being put together locally, yes.
That sounds funny for this long. Okay, that was it. That was it. It was funny for a second, but I mean, that's it.
I'm just saying.
Is it going to last like 2 minutes? I mean, is that like,
you know, I don't know.
What, how is that?
They're doing it for a children's charity, so
well,
I said.
I understand that.
I said, I'll do it, sure.
Look, a lot of people do a lot of bad, awful shit in the name of charity.
Yeah, this thing, I'm going to have to see how this shapes up, but.
Yeah, I mean, people, okay. I mean, look, people will come to that. It's a charity thing, and it's
I think a lot of people are going to come to it.
But it sounds like a terrible.
roasts in general are not my favorite form of entertainment.
Right.
But this one is going to be particularly bizarre. I don't know. If we can get Chewbacca to show up, maybe it'll be good.
Whatever. I don't know. It sounds... I would never want to see that in my entire life, a roast of Darth. That sounds horrible to
Well,
me. That sounds like just guys just masturbate. A big Star Wars circle jerk. Is that out? How about we just collect all the semen into a big vat and then we can impregnate women?
You know PJ is going to sign up for this.
Of course PJ is going to sign up, and he's as big a fag as you are. He's a bigger fag. He's a bigger everything than you are, so he's a bigger fag than you are. Look, I like Star
Wars. Because I just told a joke and I'm funny.
I like Star Wars, and I'm going to put my foot down and say that's gay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I could do that.
You know what? I don't like Star Wars enough to, like...
To write
a bunch of jokes
inside
about,
Star Wars.
Oh, stuff. Let me tell you, back on Tatooine, huh? That Darth Vader had a reputation for being a bit of an asshole. What am I going to do?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's going to be a challenge.
Right.
It'll be a challenge, that's for sure.
Wow.
Because you're doing it in character. I mean, you're roasting Darth Vader in character.
So, you're going to be a character?
No, I'm not going to be a character. I mean, you got to roast.
You're going to be
Darth
Corey
Vader.
Hall comedian.
There's going to be a guy.
You can't roast the guy in the suit.
Right.
Because that'd be too easy.
I would just be like, can you believe this asshole in a Darth Vader costume? Like, that would be my whole shtick.
Why not wear a sign that says, I never get laid? It's the same fucking thing.
Right. You just turn it on itself and make it meta.
But why don't you be like a member of the Rebel Alliance, and then you can roast Vader.
That would be true.
As like a Jedi or something.
What if I was like that one douche from like the Rebel blockade runner?
You could be...
I get one of those pointy helmets.
Why don't you be Porkins from the original?
I could be Porkins.
You'd be a bit fat Porkins.
Where am I going to get it? Where am I going to get an orange?
You got to get that helmet and stuff. Yeah. You can be Porkins.
But there's guys who have that.
Well, I'm sure there's a Porkins at the Star Wars convention.
There are. I
I'm
saw
Porkins.
Them.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, I think this could be fun. I'm going to see what
I'm doing. It sounds like no fun. But, I mean, look, if you were a nerd, I could see the premise working for you. And
if I were a nerd.
Say, no, but, I mean, you're not a big enough nerd to want to watch that.
Yeah.
I don't think. I don't know. It sounds terrible to me. All right.
All right.
Enough editorializing on my part. God forbid I make fun of your entertainment, your entertainment career when I'm having girls peeing on the phone on WFuckOffRadio.
Yeah, When you're the ring card boy for Scott Steiner.
It's the ring announcer.
Okay. Make you wear a thong when you hold up the ring card numbers?
Stop it. We have a lot of hot chicks that do the ring card girls, though.
Yeah?
Yeah, I get to watch them change and stuff, and it's pretty cool.
Wow.
Yeah, it's fun.
Is this show over yet?
It'll be in a minute.
Oh, forgot.
You want to review? You got movies to review. Quickly. Come on, 5 minutes. Give us Hancock.
Hancock.
Here's, Will Smith as a superhero. Let's hear.
Here's my review of Hancock.
Here it is.
It's not funny. In fact, it's pretty freaking unfunny.
But it's not supposed to be funny. It's an action movie, right?
Well, there's your problem.
Yeah.
It's a comedy for about the first 40 minutes.
Yeah.
And then they decide that it's an epic, sweeping superhero movie.
He's like an out-of-work superhero, and they make him...
He's in work. He's just a guy who doesn't give a shit.
Yeah, okay.
He just, like, is a drunk...
Yeah,
he sits on a park bench and like reluctantly fights crime.
Okay,
and kind of causes more trouble than he's worth.
You're saying the black superhero is lazy? Is that what you're saying?
I'm
not saying. I'm saying that's what you're saying. I'm not saying that, but you're saying
the black is a better athlete to begin with because he's been bred to be that way.
That's right.
Because of his high thighs and big thighs that goes up into his back, and they can jump higher and run faster because of the bigger thighs.
Jimmy's saying that.
Well, no, that explains the plot of Hancock.
Oh, really? He has bigger thighs?
Because of the big thighs that go up into his back, he can run faster and jump faster.
That's interesting.
Which makes Hancock a superpower.
Bigger thighs.
Yeah, it's exactly it. So that's... That's why Hancock is a superhero.
Okay.
He's got bigger thighs.
Bigger thighs.
Anyway, it starts off okay.
Yeah.
Because you know he's kind of a dick, and he's yelling at people and telling old ladies he's going to stick their heads up their asses.
Yeah.
It's funny. He's yelling at kids. And then Jason Bateman becomes his PR agent.
All right.
And you're like, okay, it's all right. There's a premise here.
Yeah.
It's a basic, simple premise.
Sure.
About halfway through the movie, they decide that they need to add a subplot.
Yeah.
And it's just horrible. It's just Charlize Theron has powers too.
Yeah.
And then they explain their whole origin, and it makes no sense.
Right, right.
Even to a comic book guy.
Yeah.
When I go, you know, Spider-Man being bitten by a spider and getting his powers, that's plausible mm-hmm. compared to the shit that they pull out of their ass.
Really?
In Hancock. And it just,
is Hancock from another fiction? Is it from a book? Or
no, it's original.
It's an original story.
Wanted was from a comic book that they completely rewrote.
Okay.
And just changed altogether.
All right.
I could review Wanted. But anyway.
Yeah, you saw Wanted. I we haven't reviewed that on the show.
Yeah, so Hancock is just a dismal failure.
Okay. And I think it's, I don't know how it's going to do money-wise. I know it's gotten bad reviews largely, so.
Well, because it's half a movie.
Yeah.
If you want to pay $9 to watch 40 entertaining minutes,
yeah.
followed by 40 non-entertaining minutes.
Okay.
Then fuck yourself. But it's really, it's, you know, it just, it's. This,
did you say that on DET today?
I did. I
okay,
was like,
that's good.
I was like, look. by the way, if any of you girls listening in the WDET audience, I could be single if you send your headshots.
Well, no one, first of all, no one in the WDET audience would listen to this show.
No.
Because this is way too entertaining compared to the garbage, boring,
well, that's the problem. I go
faggot
on,
shit
I,
they have on DET.
I go on WDET and, like, we're getting laughs.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, wow.
Well,
you can tell jokes on here?
They're fiery right away for that. God damn it, you be entertaining for
the,
a second.
The segment before us was a woman who wrote a children's book.
Yeah.
And she was talking about her children's book.
Yeah.
And the political undercurrents of, like, the fairy godmother.
Yeah.
And I'm just sitting there going, wow. yeah. It's usually
thank
like
God.
It's usually like we come in there. There's a guy from the land management office that's talking about, you know, what to do. You know, it's like, well, the Drainage Commission has really yes. got some big issues this year.
I heard they had a redistricting versus reapportionment debate right before
right,
you
right,
came in
right.
to, re- to
and
review
then,
Batman.
You know, there's a city council charter that's got to be reviewed. and then I come in there and it's like, whoa, get smart. Da 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 da. Hey, whack-a-da-da-do.
Yeah.
And it kind of changes the tone a little
okay.
bit.
Okay.
I think it's going all right. Anyway.
All right. Oh, do you got another date to go back? Did they tell you?
Yeah, we're going to be getting back in 3 weeks.
Okay.
We're going like every
is this a summer thing, you think, or you don't know?
Hopefully it'll be
all right.
It'll be a regular gig.
Well, look at you.
Anyway.
Look at you.
So, yeah, there's
hope
that.
They give you a couple of bucks for that. They probably
yeah, we're doing a blog, which I'm getting paid for, I think.
Oh, okay.
So we're doing some extra all stuff. Right. But anyway.
Go ahead.
Yeah, what was I talking about? Oh, Hancock.
Hancock. You can review Wanted if you're done with Hancock.
Wanted, here's
2 minutes for Hand for Wanted. You have 2 minutes.
I might regret this. I gave Wanted a great review.
Did you?
I said Wanted.
What was the letter grade you gave it?
A-.
Okay.
I went nuts for Wanted. and the farther I get from it, it
yeah.
didn't deserve more than a B+.
Okay.
It was a B. But here's the thing about Wanted. It's derivative. It's a knockoff of other stuff.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of Matrix. It's a little bit of Fight Club. It's a little bit of, I'm trying to think of some other stupid.
The Transporter or something?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little bit of that.
It's got like a little Hong Kong feel to it.
Yeah. but it's just brilliantly entertaining bullshit.
Okay.
It's not good. It's mm-hmm. not technically good. It's not technically sound in a script perspective, but it's fun. Like, he just does things like he goes to the ATM and the ATM tells him he's an asshole on the screen, you know.
Okay.
He's broke. Like, they do this real kind of it's like Office Space in the first part of it.
Okay, yeah.
James McAvoy's just a complete schnook.
Yeah.
Who his girlfriend's banging the guy in the other office.
Hmm.
And then he discovers that he's got these hidden talents.
Okay.
It's directed by a Russian who barely speaks English. You know, I found it entertaining. I can imagine people will watch it and go, that was the single stinkiest piece of shit I've ever seen.
Yeah, but people kind of like stuff like 300, which is kind of mindless and violent.
Yeah, and I fell for that a little
bit. You know, and I think this maybe is trying to appeal to that audience. So.
Yeah, they're
it made a bunch of money. I mean, you know, sure. What do you say?
They're bending bullets around corners.
Right.
They're doing stuff like that.
All right. Well, shit, that's going to do it. Big 4th of July edition of the Corey and Joel Radio Show.
So if you hate Wanted, send us your emails.
Yeah, if you saw Wanted or any of these movies, review them.
If you liked Wanted, then good for you.
610-552-0746. Leave us a little message on the douchebag hotline.
You see Angelina Jolie's ass, but that's nothing new.
All right, yeah, we've seen that before.
But I got to figure out how many of those tattoos are really hers.
Probably a lot. Probably more than you think.
Yeah, I think they added some on this movie. Okay. But anyway.
All right, we got to go, everybody. Here's a little more Dirty Pretty Things. We'll catch you next week. Enjoy the holiday in America. And
hey!
If you don't like America, then celebrate whatever you're celebrating.
Yeah. Sorry about Germany losing in the Euro Cup.
Yeah.
We need dreams.
Sorry.
Sorry. Later, guys.
And I'm looking to you.